Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. I do a weekly radio show called Folk and Acoustic Music on WLRN in Miami. And with Dr. Karen Neal, performance storyteller and author, we bring you The Public Storyteller, stories of everyday people who live in South Florida. Karen, what story do we have today?
Here's a story from Alan Anapu.
I was born in Miami about 1941. The two motorcyclists, my mom from Wisconsin and my dad, was raised in Lake Okeechobee. I grew up to be a sailor like my grandfather. And so I had sailed first on the Windjammers out of Watson Island in Miami, out government country. We sailed all over the Bahamas. Once when I was out of work, between jobs, I went and asked for a job at the Marriott in South Lauderdale Beach at the sailboat concession, renting sailboats to people that would come down and tell me that they knew how to sail. And I could just have to believe them of whether or not they could sail from their stories. Then I'd rent them a Sunfish or a Hobie Cat. Then I'd have to watch them when they left as they sailed away, because the first time they tried to turn around, I could tell whether or not they really knew how to sail. And if they couldn't turn and come back, I knew they couldn't sail, and they were stranded and lost and would be taken north by the Gulf Stream. So I'd have to run north on the beach until I got a really good angle on them and swim the 1.5 or 2 miles out to get them. And the people could bull me into whether or not they could sail, but I could tell when they couldn't sail and I'd have to go get them. And some of them would just think it was a service of the hotel. I'd swim out to their boat and sail them back to the hotel until I found a guy that was on a 14-foot Hobie Cat, and he was really glad to be sailed in by someone who could do it, because if that didn't happen, he would sail north until he, not sail north, but drift north in the current until he hit the Carolinas, probably be really hungry and thirsty by the time it happened. On the way in, we saw a woman swimming, and she said, help, and we sailed back to get her and asked if she was serious. Yep, she was, and we got her on our Hobie Cat and sailed her into shore and dropped her off in knee-deep water while the lifeguards were really mad at us for sailing in their waters. We dropped her off, and she was fine, and sailed back to the Marriott. And I thought it was going to be over until I was at dinner the next day, and someone in a long black coat was looking for the guy that had did that, because the person that I had brought back had told everyone in the Marriott that I had saved his life. Well, he wanted to write me up on a positive form, and they couldn't find the positive forms. I'd already been written up on a couple of the negative forms. They knew where they were. And the only person that knew where the positive forms were was this woman that worked at the door. Her name was Christina. She knew where the positive forms were. And she was wondering who this guy was that they wrote up, and found me back in the crew mess. And that's where I met Christina from Germany. And that was back in 1985. And we're still together. We haven't been able to shake each other since.
Story by Alan Anapu. Alan is a folk hero, Karen. I don't know if you know this, but Alan was the first captain of the Clearwater that Pete Seeger used to clear up the Hudson. I didn't realize it till I started the show that Alan was a resident of South Florida. What I like about that story is you get a feel of the tourist season and how back then you could rent a sailboat without having any sailing experience.
Yeah, I don't know if those were the good old days or what. There are a couple things about this story that I really like. First of all, because Alan is a folk hero, it's so interesting to hear about his job renting sailboats at the Marriott. I mean, who knew at the time what he was going to become? And who knew when they were renting a boat from him that this guy had great potential? It's just interesting. One of these I knew you when stories. The other thing is, I always think, maybe I'm a romantic, but I always think that stories of how couples meet are fun because you just never know. I mean, here he is in this situation and he's complaining because he's got people renting boats who don't know what to do and he's got it. Swim all the way out there. What a pain when this is not exactly part of the job description. And look what came of it. And I just think that's such a serendipitous end to a story. And I certainly didn't know where the story was going. I'm thinking, was he going to get fired or was somebody going to complain about something? Because he did say that he had gotten so close to the shore that the lifeguards were complaining that he was so close. And so it just seemed like things were going wrong. And then what a nice ending. You just didn't see that coming.
He also dropped in that he never had a recommendation. He always got discipline notes. And it kind of made me want to hear those stories of how he got those discipline notes.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. Usually, it's the misbehavior that makes for the great story. You know, I mean, maybe this is dating myself a little bit. When you watch Gone with the Wind, who's more fun to watch? Is it Scarlett O'Hara? Is it Melanie Wilk? It's fun to watch ne'er-do-wells. We like seeing people get in trouble because we get a vicarious thrill from it. It's not always so fun to see people doing the right thing because we sometimes feel like we fall short. So I like the fact that he, in the same breath, that he was telling a story where he was a hero and a good thing came out of that. He also let slip, by the way, this was really out of character for me. So it was a really nice way of the storyteller saying, I'm not puffing myself up. I'm not telling you how terrific I am. Believe me, I've had my moments.
It's interesting going further how he experienced both extremes.
Yeah, you get that feeling. This is somebody who is not just going to fade away, you know, that you're going to hear from this guy. He either got the really positive recommendations or the really negative. You would imagine that many of his coworkers didn't get either. And those are the people who fade away into obscurity, but not Alan.
A shout out to Alan Anapu. Thanks for coming on the show, Alan, and be part of the Public Storyteller. Thank you for that story, Karen. Dr. Karen Neal is a performance storyteller and author. My name is Michael Stock. Thank you for tuning in to this WLRN podcast.